It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Good morning, Philip.
Hey, Hank, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, buddy. How was your weekend?
Not too bad. You and I have the same sinus thing going on. I think that means that we've been hanging out too much together, maybe.
Maybe. We're going to blame Joanne.
Joanne? Okay, yeah. That could be. That's a good way
to go. Because she doesn't have it.
Right.
Yet.
Did you enjoy the football yesterday?
Didn't watch any.
Yeah, I didn't see a lot. I saw the first game, some of it, but yep.
Didn't watch any.
I told June last night because, I mean, I think it's going to be a competitive Super Bowl, but both of us kind of wanted other teams to be there. Although I don't mind the Eagles as much, but, you know. Nonetheless, I told her, I said, the Super Bowl, I have DVDs of the Packers 97
right.
Super Bowl, and I also have the 2011 Super Bowl. I have it on DVD. And I said, we'll just pop in, you know, one of the old ones and imagine that it's current. She goes, well, what about the 85 Bears? I said, well, I don't have that DVD, but I don't know.
That's still on VHS.
It's probably on VHS. Well, why don't we watch that?
Sorry, June.
I don't know.
She probably actually taped, recorded that game over your wedding.
That's pretty funny. I think she did.
Wedding.
Oh well.
85 Bears. You gotta go with 85 Bears. Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't necessarily look forward to it. Like, of course, my team's not playing in it, but they haven't had a halftime show that I.
Well, I'm not looking forward to this one either.
And again, it's out of my genre. It's out of my demographic. You know, and those kind of things.
Too bad they don't make people watch, like, Peacock for that one.
Yeah. I mean, why don't they bring on, you know, Steve Meisner Polka Band or something? You know,
exactly.
I mean, I'd watch that probably.
Yeah. But,
what do you do?
Or, you know, Hank and Phil.
Hank and Phil, Polka Band.
Or just sit there and tell jokes.
Oh, yes.
Anyway.
I was at the Making a Difference Awards last night.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a tremendous program. It always is. Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO hosting that last night. Mick Cosgrove was my co-host. But they just very stellar people that received awards last night and organizations, too.
Very well deserved.
That was great. Yeah. So, and again, co-hosting last night. So I told June I was on my way, and I said, kind of want to do a good job there. And she said, whatever you do, don't try to be too charming, witty, or intellectual. She said, just be yourself.
Oh, so yeah. And Chet's chuckle is kicked off.
Hey, it worked.
Hey, did the spoon show up last night to the party as dressed as a knife?
I don't think so.
Well, the invitation said to look sharp.
So, ooh.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You've set the bar low.
Yeah, I, you know.
That's not bad, though.
Yeah. How do you cut an ocean in half, Phil?
Oh, boy. I don't know.
With a seesaw.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. But you will now.
What goes down but doesn't come up?
Henry at 8:30 at night.
What? Yeah. What goes down but doesn't come up? A yo.
Yo. Yeah. Yes.
That's the way mine use the arm.
Whoop. Oh. Yep. There it is.
There it is.
Yep. Where do squirrels go in hurricanes?
Where do squirrels go in hurricanes? I'm going to say they go everywhere.
Yeah, all over the place, buddy. All over the place.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Yeah.
Hey, Hank, what's green and fuzzy, has four legs, and would kill you if it fell from a tree?
Well, something that's underneath your car or in your car seat.
Nope.
What is it?
No, that's not true. But maybe it is true, but this isn't the answer. What's green and fuzzy with four legs could kill you if it fell from a tree? A pool table.
But that's true. A pool table would kill you, my man.
Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. In fact, they were one of those that were honored last night for their business, and we appreciate them very much.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Well, Phil, my brother was out of town and he had twins, so I got to name his kids.
Really?
Yeah, he was very happy with one.
Okay.
I named the girl Denise.
Uh-huh.
And the little boy, DeNephew.
DeNephew, yes. Yes, yes. I've heard that.
Have you?
Yeah, I've heard that one before. I think I may have used that before.
Well, yesterday they told me we were going sledding, but we went skiing instead, Phil.
Really?
Yeah, I felt misled. Misled.
Okay.
Get it? Misled.
Unfortunately.
Well, yes. You didn't want to get it, did you?
No. Oh, boy. A limbo champion walks into a bar.
Oh, yeah.
He's disqualified.
Yeah, he's disqualified, yeah.
You're done.
Yep. What do you call a mouse that swears?
I give up.
A cursor.
A cursor.
Yes. Philip.
Yes.
Been working out a lot lately.
I can see.
Doing crunches twice a day now.
Cheetos?
Nope. Captain in the morning and Nestle in the afternoon.
Crunches are good.
Yeah, crunches are real good.
Nestle's, they won't let you down. Oh, that's right.
You know, Dove chocolate tastes better than Dove soap. You know that, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Just,
no.
You know, experience from when a childhood.
I had both when I was young.
Did you?
Yep.
Yeah, same time?
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Phil?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, do you have anything else?
You know, smaller babies may be delivered by a stork.
Yes.
But the heavier ones need a crane.
That's what
brought little Phil to our recorders.
Yes.
Was a crane.
Hey, I know you're doing a great job. We're trying to make the office paperless and be an energy friend, you know.
Yeah,
so, and we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Everything is good until I have to use the bathroom, Phil.
Oh.
So, I'm just saying.
Yes.
Can you rethink some of the policies?
Thanks for sharing that.
Well, you're the one that put the paper out.
Uh-huh. Right.
Or put the email out.
Uh-huh. Right.
I'm just saying. Can you think about some of this stuff?
Yeah, I'll think about it much. We got some corn husks at home, maybe.
Oh. Hey, an employee had a conversation with the boss. The boss goes, "Do you believe in life after death?" The employee goes, "No, but because there is no proof of it." Boss goes, "Well, there is now. After you left yesterday saying that you had to go to your grandma's funeral, she called the office today looking for you."
Oh, yes, there's proof right there.
Yeah,
life after death.
And that's happened not to me, but to some of my employees where I used to work.
So. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you bring back a they have a pamphlet. What are they called?
Oh, yeah. At the funeral home?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. They couldn't never produce one.
Couldn't produce one?
Nope.
Huh.
So
they didn't get the day off?
Yeah. Well, they got the day off, but then they got another day off without pay.
Yeah, all right. You got a kicker for us?
I have a kicker.
There? All right. I'm gonna back up a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Just to let you know, Phil, I was recently diagnosed with AAADDD.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Activated attention deficit disorder.
Okay.
This is how it goes.
All right.
Okay. I decided to go do the laundry, start down the hallway, and notice newspapers on the table.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do the laundry, but first I'm going to read the newspaper. After that, I notice the mail sitting on the table. Okay. I'll put the newspaper in the recycling stack, but first I'll look through the pile of mail and see if there's any bills to be paid. Yes. Now, where's the checkbook? Oops. There's an empty glass from yesterday on the coffee table. Now I'm going to look for the checkbook first. But, you know, I need to put the glass in the sink. I head for the kitchen to look out the window and notice my poor flowers need a drink of water. I put the glass in the sink and there's a remote for the TV on the kitchen counter. What's it doing here? I'll put it away. But first I need to water those plants. I head for the door and stepped on the cat, Philip.
Oh, man.
Cat needs to be fed. Okay, I'll put the remote away, water the plants, but first I need to feed the cat. At the end of the day, Phil, here's what I've done.
Okay.
All right. Laundry is not done. Newspapers are still on the floor. Glass is still in the sink. Bills are not paid. Checkbook is still lost. And the cat ate the remote control. And I know, and when I try to figure out how come nothing got done all day, I'm baffled because I know I was busy all day. I realize this condition is serious. I'd help, but first, I think I'll check my email.
I think some people can relate to that.
Yes, they can.
I can a little bit.
Yep.
And then you wonder why you're so tired.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
didn't get anything done, but
I've been working all day.
Working all day. Yeah.
And some days it feels like that here.
Oh, I know. I've left the remote like in weird places.
Oh my goodness.
Too. Like, you know, luckily they have the TV remote finder.
Where?
Well, we have it on the satellite still because we're old school. We still have the
satellite. You can push a button in it.
Push a button in it.
Really?
Yeah, and it's very helpful. You know, sometimes down on the couch.
Right.
Sometimes maybe in the
bedroom.
Yeah. Other room. Yeah. Whatever. Yep. Sometimes in your coat pocket.
How did it go? What?
Yeah, I don't know. Like your
coat
pocket.
How did it go in the coat pocket?
Well, if I was wearing the coat, you know. June keeps the thermostat down, so maybe I had my coat on.
Maybe you're sick because of that.
Oh, I mean, I don't think so. No.
Well, we got to blame somebody, Phil.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's all I know.
Is that all you know?
Yes. Thank you so much for all of the chuckles today.
Yeah. I got one more for you if I have time. A real fast one. A man comes home after a hard day's work, and opens the refrigerator to get a soda. Inside, he sees a squirrel taking a nap.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
What are you doing in my fridge? The man asks. The squirrel opens one eye, one sleepy eye, and says, isn't this a Westington house? Man replies, yes, it is. Well, then the squirrel, shutting his eyes again, I'm twine to West. Have a good day, young man.
All right.
Be kind.